systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Friday, November 5th, 2001. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is Ryan. Ryan's with us back again. How's it going, dude?
Hanging in there.
Nice, nice. Hey, nice camera job, by the way, on the Jam Hole 404 show.
Yeah, thank you. It was much better than
Much less shaky. Very good. It's all about the tripod. You got to have a good tripod.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so, like I was promised for this one and never received.
Yeah. Well, if you would have gotten there on time, you would have had a pick.
Hey, sorry, dude. I had a football game to go to in Missoula, and Missoula and football is way cooler than Matt.
I'll give you that, sure. He actually asked me, though.
Danny's dress.
That was pretty nice.
Made up for it. You looked beautiful
that
night.
That video, the trailer's up. If you guys want a pre-order, you can just donate $5 to the Jam Hole, and I will send you a copy of it, but it'll come out Monday. It'll be out before the Monday night show, so you guys will be able to get that for $5, thejamhole.com/404. He actually asked me, though, he's like, I forget what you said, something about you guys, did you guys actually wait for me to get there, or were you just running behind? And I was like, no, I was stalling so that you could be there, because you were camera three. You're the crowd cam, dude. You have to have a crowd cam. It's just a must.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were waiting for me because I kind of did take my sweet
ass
time.
In waiting for you, I ended up stalling. So
it worked out.
So you can see that, like I said, on Monday, thejamhole.com/404. And then I just wanted to mention the forums. We tested the shit out of them. Everything works great. So go get your accounts, thejamhole.com/forums. It's all up and ready to rock. And then,
which I gotta say, it looks pretty nice.
Looks nice. Not bad for a first attempt.
I like it.
I like it too.
Looks good. It's clean.
I'm really looking forward to the anguish that I will suffer when...
From keeping it up?
When it crashes and I never backed up the database, like I guess you have to do, and everything goes away. But I'm looking forward to that, so...
Yay.
And then, yeah, / YouTube. I got some more videos up. We got the Club Cali Rap Show up there, part one. It's... Famous and Tear It Up. I think we perform in that one.
Okay.
And then the Vortex, and then the three part Hot Springs Homeless Guy Tony videos.
Nice.
I love that video, dude. It's so
great. I can't believe she recorded that. That
I know.
So
I didn't even know she did it until like we got back to the fucking room.
Really? Because
like,
I came outside to smoke, and she like looks at me, and she looks in her lap, and I saw the camera. I'm like, oh god.
That's so awesome. So yeah, hey. Did you have a good time at the scoreboard last night?
Shit, where do I begin? aside from the praying mantis, the scenery was pretty good.
Yeah, the praying mantis. Have you ever seen a girl dance like she's a praying mantis? I don't think
How do you dance like you're a praying mantis?
Do you want to show her?
Because all of her dances were like this.
All of her legs were all like...
Wow.
At first, I mean,
she was just totally just...
Yeah, like that. No one. Well, yeah, you can kind of see that in the low qual cam.
Well,
but
yeah.
I thought I didn't know if she. I was like, does she have cerebral palsy or is she just like getting down? I can't tell at this point.
Or does she just have that bad a taste?
So how did I press play? Not bad. Could have been better. I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to press play from the SoundSoft School of Winamp mixing bar mixing.
Aside from the couple songs I asked you to play.
Right. Some Pantera.
There were two other songs that I was like, okay, this song I can tolerate.
And some Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Cool. Good job.
Yes. It's just that I'm just, I like rock.
Right.
I like.
We weren't playing like Alice in Chains and fucking Pearl Jam. And
I mean,
I
even like country. It's just I like guitar, not
I'm
synthesized
a little bit,
beats.
A little bit country.
So.
Yeah, well, apparently Thursday night is just like top 40 dance, press play on the fucking thing. And I was really surprised. This time, all of the songs that people requested, like, it was there. Like, I didn't know any of what I was playing for the most part. I knew a couple things here and there. But anything anyone requested, I had no clue. Like, I don't listen to that kind of music. So I just type it in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sure,
there it
is.
You're like, can you spell that for me?
No, yeah, like, I don't know. It worked out, though. Huh. And, yeah, so I think we're going to... So, I keep saying we, because when I talk about rapping, there's usually another person, but Sean's still gone, so I am going to rap there Thursday, I think. Because somebody saw me and was like, that's Matt Lee.
Really?
And they're like, are you going to rap? And I'm like, no. I was gonna, too. I had my jump drive. No USB things open on the computer, and everything that was plugged in like had to be there. I couldn't like take it out or anything.
That's
I was
kind
of pissed, but... It's cool. Next Thursday.
So you need
Thursday.
To put it on there before so, you do it.
Right. Do you know what this means, though?
What?
I'm going to get paid to rap.
Oh, so my
awesome.
God.
I know, without even having a manager.
That's pretty awesome.
I know.
Push play.
And push play. I'm going to press play, and then I'm going to rap over what I just pressed play on.
Well, so it's like a self-written karaoke night.
Kind of, except I'm not singing along to words. I'm singing along, well, I'm rapping along from
singing
memory
along
what
to
I
your
wrote.
Beat.
Right.
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 But you have to be your own DJ.
Right. But no, because I have DJ Mixmaster Laptop 2.15.
Okay, so all right, is this going to be an every Thursday thing or what?
Maybe. It'll be as many Thursdays as I can handle. Because Thursday is like my day to just kick it and work on raps. And I got my beats finally, the new ones that I was making payments on. So
yeah.
I kind of want to do that, but I don't know. It was kind of rough getting to bed at like 2:30 and being to work at 8:25, you know,
which kind of reminds me of Wednesday.
Yeah, right. That was a good day too. I told them about that on a Monday or on Wednesday show about how I slept all day and you did both of our routes pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And drove.
He tells me last night when we're at the bar, he's like, "You know, I didn't help you fill because you slept all day on Wednesday." I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of figured that. It's cool. I was an asshole. Whatever."
Little tit for tat.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like...
It was just kind of like, I want to leave and...
Fuck it.
I picked up your slack. So.
Do you know what today is?
I didn't mean slack, but...
Today is...
Episode 420.
There you go.
Fucking A. Do you know what else today is?
Friday?
Today is Holiday Hullabaloo. I think it's actually all week.
The hell is that?
It's at a casino we have here. It's called Holiday Hullabaloo. And this casino is using the holidays as like, hey, come turn your meager squanderings of money that you have and like turn it into big bucks. No whammies, big bucks. And then buy everyone the perfect presents and save Christmas, basically.
Okay.
But first you have to come into the casino and gamble.
Right.
To win the money.
Right.
Right. I thought that was so awesome. I've never seen a casino like take advantage of holidays like that, especially more... religious-y holidays.
What is it called?
Holiday Hullabaloo. I wrote it down while I was driving by. I was like, holy shit, does that say Holiday Hullabaloo? That's amazing. It's the one across from Finnegan's, if you guys are local. Yeah.
Huh. Best bet casino.
Holiday Hullabaloo. Win $500 at our money machine. They have a machine that makes money there. And you can win it.
I've been in there. That is such a fucking dive.
Did you win money?
No. It's such a dive. It's so shitty and dumpy. It's just, I don't ever want to go in there again.
I always, you know why that is? Because it's location. It's right across from the Blue and White, as you all know if you listen to this show.
Yeah, it's in the trashy little park.
Dive. It's right across the, it's neighbors
parking
to
lot.
The Hilltop Ave, which is Meth fucking Bake Lab Central.
Uh-huh.
And then across from Finnegan's, where, of course...
It's trashy.
Exactly. And then right in back of it, there's that other divey hotel. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always like busted ass cars in the hotel parking lot, like up on blocks. Like, honey, this is our new home. I'm going to decorate outside. Look what I did with the place. There's your car and there's mine.
Yeah, and it's not like we have gangs that put those blocks up on cars to
steal
the rims
or anything.
Right.
We're just broke. All of us. So yeah, so if you are broke for the holidays, go into the casino. Holiday Hullabaloo.
Yeah, you're gonna,
they have a money machine. That's so awesome.
All the people that are normally around that area are going to be in there. That's pretty much
I want a money
targeting.
Machine, personally.
I want a money machine, too.
I would do Jam Hole Holiday Hullabaloo, and you guys could win money from my money machine. That's how we do it.
I think money machines are illegal.
So I was
the ones we're thinking of.
I was, no. People have gotten busted for that shit here.
Yeah.
I always worry now that, like, somehow I got slipped some of that counterfeit cash, because right. there was a lot of it going around. And every time I go pay with something and they look at it, I'm like, fuck, what would I do if they were like, this is counterfeit? I'm like, I know I have computer shit here, but I swear none of it's for... Okay, the scanner, maybe. But the rest of it, I swear, it's not for counterfeiting money.
You know, I have actually cashed my paycheck at Walmart, right? And then went to go pay something and had a $100 counterfeit bill.
Really?
Dead serious.
How does that work then? Do you get your $100 bill back?
No, I did not.
Really? So really. You lost money because of that?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
$100.
So then we just came back here and made 250s and made it better,
I guess.
That'd be cool.
See, that's hella fucked up. I mean, why can't you just be like, you know, it's not my fault you gave me this fucking money.
They would
money.
Say you'd have to sue the perpetrators of the crime to get your money out of them. Because the state's like, we didn't make it, obviously. That's why it's counterfeit, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying go to Walmart and be like, you gave me this. There's
prove
a camera
it.
Right
prove
here
it.
Showing you giving it
prove
to
it
me.
Was that bill, though. Yeah, you see? That's... Like, you could make money, go to Walmart, cash a check, and slip that shit in there. Like, I mean, there's a lot of what-ifs
yeah,
and
true.
Stuff, but...
Yeah, see, I couldn't get away with it, but
there should
also,
be something
when I went
do.
To pay for what it was I was paying for, when they saw that it was counterfeit, they took it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, if you knew that you had a counterfeit bill, would you pass it off?
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't make it, you acquired it, you would put it back into circulation?
Yes.
I wonder how much money out there is,
I don't
want to
lose
like,
$100.
Right, exactly, right?
Well, I wouldn't pay, like, my electric bill with it, but I'd be
well,
like...
Well, right.
It would
I wouldn't
be like,
go to the bank
some,
with it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, be, like, even go to the bar with
yeah.
it. I would just be like...
Gas stations.
I want some weed.
I would go...
There you go. Take it to a place that you can buy shit with that they
don't
check
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would go
that's a good point.
To a crappy check cashing place.
I'd go to my crack dealer and then...
No, you go to a crappy check cashing place that does money orders, get a money order for it and fucking...
There you go. They're probably
way.
The ones printing the fucking money.
Probably.
So I was in Rap and Roll today and props to that guy
like
for
every
feeding
day.
The shit out of me. He feeds me like every day and that's awesome. I mean, I pay for it, but... He hooks it up sometimes.
This guy's yeah. actually a part of my sick story today.
Nice.
But I'll let you tell your story.
And
first.
If I can't afford food, like he lets me slide, which is cool. And I saw this in the paper, and I was like, oh my god, another a local story from Helena that has the word Facebook in it. And that's just right. weird because you never see tech stuff like in our newspaper. Really.
Yeah.
There's no tech section, none of that. So I
these simple
I think,
folk up here don't understand.
I think this
that.
Is kind of cool, and this is totally fucked up. Like what happened? So, a man, he absconded from parole in California 12 years ago, okay?
What does absconded mean?
Left.
Took off.
Right.
Took
left.
The fuck off. Okay.
He's been arrested in northern Montana after disclosing his location on a Facebook status update.
Wow, dude.
The cops are on that shit. If you say, I'm going to kill my wife, and then you kill your wife, like, they'll know. They'll be there.
They're
on Facebook. The cops have Facebook.
And they charge you with fucking, you know, a planned fucking murder instead of just on the spot.
Exactly.
Shit.
Prove
murder
it was
one.
Premeditated.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, premeditated.
Your Honor, Exhibit A, his Facebook profile.
Right.
Exhibit B, his photo album.
Well, it would be the jury, not the judge.
Well, right. But you
right.
present it to the judge
right,
when
right.
you're presenting your case. So, yeah, Fugitive Task Force in California learned that Robert Lewis Crows, 47, was working in northern Montana after he complained about the cold weather.
Nice.
Bro, it sure is cold up here in Montana. Oh, look, Facebook Places. Sure. Take my location info. Why not?
There you go.
Send fucking cops, like, knocking on the door. FBI... You're coming with us.
He's like, what? He probably doesn't even remember because it's so long ago.
He came to Montana to live off the fucking grid.
And
he
then what
does
he do? He jumps on the grid.
He did so for over a decade. And then Facebook comes out. His friends they met in jail are on. He's like, fuck, if I'm going to need a Facebook account. And then you just don't think about it. Once you're on there, you're like, man, it sure is cold out here in Montana.
Oops.
48.3 latitude, 93.2 longitude, like whatever it is, you know? That's so great.
Like, what did he? What
After
was he on parole for?
Well, his Facebook page includes a posting complaining that his water line froze, even with heat tape and wrap. because he probably has like a little camper.
Probably.
You know. It fell to 20 degrees below zero, the temp did. When someone asked where he was at, he responded with a post that said, Cut Bank, a small windswept town just south of the Canadian border. You know, if you want to come say hi or arrest me because right. I'm still absconding from parole from 12 years.
He probably thought that it was resolved. Like, you know.
What's the statute of, well, what did he do? Let's see. Okay, he was convicted of making a terrorist threat and a gun violation for using a sawed-off shotgun to fend off an intruder at his appliance store in Ventura, California back in 96. He served less than a year in prison and was paroled. And then they say he was returned to prison for parole violation, paroled again in October of 98, and then he took off.
Huh.
California authorities sent pictures of Kroos to Montana, which officers distributed around Cut Bank on Friday. Shortly before noon Saturday, the cops got a call that he was at. Where did they find him? In Cut Bank? Maybe
some bar.
Maybe at a holiday hullabaloo.
At a casino?
At a casino. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Facebook status update. Just lost my paycheck again.
Oh, damn.
Sure is cold out here in Cut Bank.
Gonna be even colder now that I can't pay my electric.
That's so amazing. Like, I can't get it. Yeah, I know, right? I'm so cold. I talked to him. He said he'd worked up cutting up here. He'd worked cutting up here, harvesting for the last 10 years. His Facebook posts include his recent meals. And that it snowed, and he won $600 playing Keno October 26th at Holiday Hullabaloo.
Yay.
He's in the Glacier County Jail now, and they're going to send his ass back to California. Pretty wow. awesome.
Does it say that? Because Montana normally doesn't extradite farther than a state away.
But he's from there, and all his violations were from there, and it's terrorist threat. I think they maybe take it a little differently than just regular bullshit. But yeah, it says... California is initiating the extradition process, so maybe we'll say no. I didn't know that. But I would think for something like that, we would be like, go to California.
Yeah, but we have the rest to pay to fucking... ship them out, is the thing.
Really? Is that how that
we
works?
We have to put them on one of our fucking buses and
I thought
take them over
they
there,
come
we?
Up and get it.
That's what I thought, because they're
the federal marshals
extradition.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's federal, right? Terrorist threats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's West Side Connection, greatest album ever made. Ice Cube, Dub C.
Okay.
Oh. That album
I
is great. Terrorist
okay.
threats.
Pearl Jam yield.
West Side Connection.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
So, can I tell you a story, Facebook. Ryan?
Sure.
So I'm at work today, right? And you're not, because you got really fucking sick from food poisoning, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But a phone call comes in, and a story was told, and I want to tell you this story.
All right.
Okay. This is your ex talking to another girl. Okay. She says she saw you. She was out and she saw you driving, and she waved. You went through the light and like stopped and like got out of your car and stormed over to her like you were gonna hit her, like you were angry, and said, "Do you want something?" And she said, "No. I was just waving," and you said, "Good," and you stormed back into your car and left.
Huh.
And now I want to tell you one more story, and then I want to hear what you have to say about this, because this is great. Another phone call comes in about, I don't know, this is in the afternoon. That happened in the mid-afternoon. This is, like, later on in the day.
That happened at, like, 3.
Okay, so 30. So it did happen? Did it happen? Kinda?
Not.
Do the other story
okay,
first.
So phone call comes in. It's your ex again. I just got a creepy, weird phone call from Ryan. He said that he was at my house peeking through the windows, and he said, "I like what you've done with the place." And I was like, "What? What do you mean?" "Oh, I'm at your place here. I know where you live, and I'm looking through your window, and I like what you've done with the place." That's the story. Now, because of this, somebody initiated some procedural hearings, maybe, and they got a restraining order. And that's what I heard that she said. Now, tell me what really happened, please.
He says
okay,
she
there's
said.
Bits.
Yeah.
there's...
Because I'm curious what
really
happened.
Parts to this that are true.
Were you peeking through her bedroom window?
I'm
going to
start from the beginning of the story.
Okay.
Today, I woke up with food poisoning and didn't go to work. And when I finally felt good enough to go to the store and buy a fucking can of soup so I could have something to eat...
Right.
My house and her work are on the same road.
Right.
And I was driving past her work to go to the store, and at the light, she came out of her office and waved at me. When the day before, she had, not the day before, but on Tuesday, when I saw her in public, completely fucking ignored me.
Really?
And I said hello to her three times, and she didn't even acknowledge my existence.
Just the cold shoulder.
And so she comes out of her work to wave at me when I'm at a stop stoplight.
Did you think she wanted something? Like she was waving you down? Or
yeah.
Did you, okay.
And so I pulled over, got out of my car. I hurried across the street because it was a green light. I didn't want to get hit by a fucking car.
Ah, interesting.
And so I walked into the building and I saw her and I was like, did you need something? And she's like, no, I was just waving. And I was like, okay, good. And I left.
Huh. I can see how you would get one story from the other if you were trying to...
make it sound bad?
Right. Right.
And...
now, were you peeking through her bedroom window while she was not there?
And be honest with me, Ryan. Before she even moved into the place, she told me she was looking at this place and she described... She said it's near a friend of ours' house, and she told me what friend. I just don't want to disclose.
No worries.
And she said it's just a long string of apartments that are all stuck together. And I was like, right there. I was like, I know where that is. And so after she told me that, when the place was still empty, I had gone by and looked in the window. Just to see the place. When
okay.
It was still empty.
Now, she wouldn't have known that. Unless
correct.
You called her and told her.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait for the story.
I'm excited. This tastes so good. It tastes like grape because it's purple, and that's my mind making it taste like grape. I know it doesn't, but
okay.
It's good.
So anyway, purple. Today, yes, I called her because I had some questions concerning our breakup that I wanted some closure on, and I had mentioned to her that I knew where she lived, and that still in the past, yes, after she moved in, but on a night when no one was, or excuse me, not a night, but on a day when her boys were at daycare and she was at work, I peeked in just to see what she had done with the place, and that was a long time ago.
Right.
Okay, it's not stalkerish. I mean, I'm going through a breakup. My heart's broken. I'm just trying to look out for the woman that I was going to dedicate the rest of my life to.
Now, it's been a while, though, and I want to let you know that everyone that I've talked to about it, which is basically just who we work with, that's all I ever really talk to that we know. So, and they think, and I kind of agree with them, that it's been a few months. And that you need to start, like, really trying to put this out of your mind because we watch you and it seems like it's genuinely, like, still fucking you up inside. And we don't like seeing that, so... but we don't know what to do about it. And that's what... everyone's kind of worried that, like, when that happened and from what they heard from what she told them, when that happened, everyone was, like, freaking out. They were like... is he gonna, like, go over there and wait for her to get home and kill her and then kill himself? Like, we're running scenarios, like, just, like, because you've been really down lately and we're, you know. So, you're okay, right? You're not gonna, like, kill the bitch and then yourself, right?
No.
Because if I have to do your salt deliveries, dude, I am gonna be so fucking pissed. No, but seriously, we do worry about, you know, you're our coworker and our friend and all
now,
that.
Now. Naturally, yes. I don't know
if the podcast was the greatest place to bring this up, but I figured what
no,
the hell.
No, it's fine because I can actually say some shit and get it off my fucking chest.
Yeah, exactly. I thought maybe that would help.
And, yes, I have had some pretty fucked up, wicked, nasty, homicidal thoughts that I could not control. They just popped into my head. And I shared those thoughts saying, look, this is what I'm thinking.
In
this
confidence?
This is how hurt that I am,
right,
that I'm thinking this. I'm not going to act on it.
Right.
I'm
it's
not
going to
do it. It's just something that, it's not something that I'm planning. It's just these images come into my head. And, I mean, I know I'm not to act on them. I know it's wrong. I acknowledge
right.
that maybe there is some psychotic break that happened when she left me. Because
well, yeah, that happens. Because it wasn't just like things aren't working out. We should be apart. It's like, you know, she was cheating on you for a while. And then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I had
so
no
that,
idea
that hurts,
anything was
you know,
going on.
Definitely.
And then we get into a fight. And which we've gotten into 100 fights.
Right.
And so the next day, she breaks up with me and feeds me a fistful of bullshit of why she's breaking up with me. And then later, after putting shit together and figuring shit out, I realize that, you know, she's been cheating on me. And
right.
then she sits there and spins this web of lies, and she's just been...
Do you think, though, like, maybe you shouldn't approach her and try and be like, be truthful with me, like, you know what happened, should you just leave it at that
let
and be done
slide.
With it? Or because you like you keep prying, it's like I know you want to know
because I need closure. I can't,
but
I
more
mean, these,
so than what you've gotten
these it's it I need I'm not asking any new questions.
Right.
When we talk, I'm asking the same fucking questions, and her story keeps changing.
Right.
And
but you know, you know to yourself generally what happened. You don't need to know the details and stuff. Do you just want her to admit to it so you can be done? Because Sean went through this same thing. You remember that?
Yeah.
And finally,
for a
like,
long time,
he finally like made time and went and talked to her, and he came back, and he was like back to normal. He's like, she let me go. She gave me the closure I needed. And he was, like, totally different after
yeah.
that happened. He was back to normal.
He was like,
but
I'm done.
You guys remember if you were watching those episodes.
It. I'm happy again.
So, and that's the only thing that I'm asking for.
Right. So,
is for that fucking closure. And
why doesn't she... Does she know that if she does that, you'll leave her the fuck alone and everyone can get back to their lives being happy? Like,
if she had taken the time to know me when we were together for 18 months, she would have known that. And she would have known that lying to me is the worst possible thing she could have done.
Right, because that's, I mean, you're not accomplishing anything
well, hey,
at this point.
And
he knows, obviously.
Some girls just won't admit to it, dude.
And she's still lying
yeah.
to herself, and that's why I can't get the closure, because she still feels like she didn't do anything wrong.
Right, but I don't get what you have to gain from that. The relationship is over. It's past salvageable. Like, why are you still holding on to that lie? Just, is it to save face? But you have to know that he knows. You have to know that. So you're not saving face only to yourself. So
are you talking about me or her?
Her.
Oh.
Chicks.
She knows
are weird,
that
dude.
You know. But she still won't admit it.
And everyone's saying, I'm the one that can't let go. I'm trying to get closure so I can let go. She's the one that's holding on to this lie.
Right.
Because she told me that the reason why she lied about her affair was that she was trying to not hurt me.
Right, but you
and
know you're past that point, so
yeah.
why not fess up and move on and be
exactly.
done with it?
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying, and that's all I want is for her to take
Do you
want to
call her right now?
No,
okay.
I don't even have her number.
Really? I might. That I should have planned that better. That could have been totally epic. Like, had her on
yeah,
the line.
No.
Like,
I would have.
Right.
I would have.
You would have left
I
and fucking been
out.
Pissed.
Like, yeah, I'm done.
That's cool. So
after
throwing
a cup of water on all your computer
right.
shit,
this will never air. Oh fuck. So well, I'll get to that as soon as he sits back down. But yeah, I just well, no one can hear you, so I'll wait. But I don't get that. Like, you know that you're not winning this. And if you want him to leave you alone, like, you would know that that's... Maybe she doesn't know that that's what you want, but still, why are you still lying about it?
Girls are silly, dude.
So
they're
going
to beat around the bush until you finally just accept what they're giving you and you move on.
Justin Fenn says, so wait, does this girl want to talk to him? Like, she talks to you and stuff. You see her at the bar every now and then.
She tells me that she wants to be friends, and I'm trying to be friends with her and be like, hello, can we just talk?
Right.
You know, because friends talk about things.
Do you think it's because every time you guys talk, it always goes back to the same argument, and that's maybe why you guys aren't together, is because of that argument, or just an argument in general? Like, can you guys just... Because you can't have a conversation until you get that closure. Until you get that closure, every conversation you have is going to be about that. Mm-hmm. And that's why everyone tells you, hurry up and move on. Because from their point of view, it has been a long time. But they don't know that you're waiting for that closure.
It took me 2 months to finally realize that we weren't together. It took me 2 months to realize that her life is none of my business anymore. I mean, I had built my entire life around this woman and her children.
Right.
And changed my life and made my plans around raising a family. I mean, we had plans of having a child together, along with, I mean, she already has twins. I have a son of my own. And then after a fight, it just all gets taken away. I mean, it just fucked my life.
Do you think maybe you didn't really know her? Like, because you guys weren't dating for that long. It wasn't like a year or anything, right? It was just...
People changed, too. How long was it? Was it a year? Her, but
we were together 18 months.
So, like, almost 2 years.
She could have just changed, you know, yeah. And started being sneaky and...
I mean, some people, I don't know, you just never really know.
And I trusted her so much, and I loved her so much that I was blind. I mean, in hindsight, I should have seen more signs. I mean, looking back, I was like, oh, kinda, I see it now.
Right, right. When that distance starts setting in, you know something's off.
But
I don't know, man.
Oh, well, I totally sucks. Forgot so, to hit this purple bud.
Hit that purple fucking bud. So she needs... She just needs to come clean, basically, so that you can have your life back. Because we were talking about, like, we want to help you, but we don't know what to do. And I mentioned, like, well, how do you tell your friend, like, we think you should see a counselor because we're looking at you and this is really fucking you up. But if that's all it's going to fucking take is for her to just come clean, then she needs to do that, I think.
I mean, the same coworker that we're talking about today told me, who also told me about the restraining order.
I think that's a case of the grapevine syndrome, where a message starts at one end and comes out mm-hmm. the other end totally different.
Mm-hmm. And see what... Okay, let me finish this before I say that. But I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Then say that.
Now I totally forgot what I was going to say.
So tell me about the food poisoning. Do you think that was her? She's trying to kill you?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But,
that wasn't a very good joke. I'm sorry.
But I got food poisoning. I think the symptoms started last night at your push play party. And,
I love how that's known as that now because of Adam fucking Langer and the Cottonmouth King song, Let's Do Drugs. If you have the instrumental, send that to me because I'm going to write that song.
But, I'm a pretty heavy drinker, and I got fucking wasted off of two pitchers. And
I was surprised. When you looked at me, and you're like, I need to go outside and go for a walk. I was like, really? Like, I thought you took a bunch of shots before, but mm-hmm. you just had that pitcher that I bought and then the one you bought, and that mm-hmm. was it. And you were fucking
all of it
tore
to myself,
up.
Too. And I was fucked
up. You were tore
up,
dude.
I was fucked up.
From the
and
floor.
And so I think that's, like, when I started getting sick, and then the alcohol on top of it just... put me over the top.
Yeah.
But I woke up this morning just puking and shitting my fucking
brains
out. Both
ends. Was it at the same time? Because that's rough. Especially,
I've had that.
That's rough if your sink
is
over
in the
corner. If your sink is nowhere near your toilet, that's rough.
Yeah, I had ass in the tub facing the toilet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ass in the tub. That's interesting. See, I would go
the other
ass
way
in the
around.
Toilet, face in the tub, but then you gotta scoop puke out your fucking drain.
I'd rather
shit, you could probably just mush it down the drain.
I'd rather scoop
especially
puke
if it's water.
But when I'm that sick, I'm pissing out of my ass.
Exactly, so it just goes down the drain anyway.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's good.
So
you'd rather
just
have
use
the
shower head and hose it down and then Follow it up with
some
bleach.
So basically,
and you're straight.
The toilet.
I threw up in the sink the other day.
The toilet gets chunk priority. Wherever the chunks are going, you're going to face that end in the toilet.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's good. Rules to live by, guys.
I threw up in my uncle's sink.
Listen
and had to scoop
up.
It out with my hand.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
See, I'll mush it down before
no,
I scoop
there was
it
no
out.
Mushing this. Okay,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was
solid?
Like chunk.
Solid.
All chunk.
That's disgusting.
It was gross. My uncle was in the bathroom, and I took that fucking medication I have, and it was just like, bleh. You mean, like, it went down, and then it came right back up.
That's right. You guys learned all about what antibiotics can do to a weak, shattered body, drug-addled
like
fucking
take,
body.
No, you're not, that doesn't, it doesn't like me. Whatever the fuck that shit was called.
Yeah.
Metro by Netazidol.
Listen to Wednesday's show. I'm sure we slaughtered the name plenty.
Went right down, went right back up. It was wonderful. Anyway, so how are you?
I'm well. Can I tell you about something completely epic that happened on my birthday?
I suppose.
Like,
I'm,
this has no bearing on anything except that it just so happened to happen on my birthday.
Okay.
But it is kind of cool. This chick, her name, also weird, Melissa Lee Williams.
It's her middle name.
Well, just that's in there. You don't hear that a lot. After the death of the great Bruce.
It has irony with me because of my ex's first name.
That's true. Leroy. I don't know. Yeah, she's 41.
He's a lovely man.
Assault and weapons charges after allegedly waving a knife at two men who I can't even believe I'm reading this on the show. Who declined her demands to engage in sexual conduct at a West Virginia Motor Inn. The October 22nd incident is detailed in an amusing, gross Jackson County Sheriff's Department report. According to investigators, Williams, who lives four doors down from her estranged husband at the Motor Inn, so she's in room 100, he's in room 104, right?
Okay.
And here, I got it. You have to see this picture of her, because she is a peach of a woman.
All right.
This has ta-da written all over it, okay?
Ta-da!
Now, see her face. Just imagine what the rest of her. Okay. So, she showed up at his door, three doors down, excuse me, knocked on his door, and asked him and another man to, quote, eat my pussy. Quote.
Yeah, I'd say no, too.
Well.
No matter how desperate I was.
At this point, Williams, who is pictured there, the woman, the lady, delicate flower of
the
lady.
Thing.
Commenced to undress herself, end quote.
Hey, eat this. They don't even say anything. They're just stunned.
No, they do. Meanwhile,
they're like,
Danny Williams, quote, declined said invitation, quote. No, dude. The other man, Adam Watson, told cops that he, quote, agreed to perform at said lady's request. Okay. However, this is so horrible. However, I totally lost my spot. As Watson approached the lady here, quote, he became overwhelmed by
an odor?
A horrible
awesome
vaginal odor emitting from this lady's vagina.
Oh my god, dude.
And Watson, quote, understandably declined to proceed any further.
I'm sorry, go wash your shit.
That's
maybe
right.
I'll think about
the
it.
The camera's up there, not in front of you. But that was amusing for my sake, thank you. So.
Dude.
Eat this twat. Okay. Or one dude, her husband, is like, nah.
Sorry. I've been there.
His friend, like, how bad could it? I'll do it. Oh, my. What is? That's horrible.
Okay, I understand now.
Vagisil. For my wife. My flame. My muse.
And what was she arrested for?
Let's keep going.
Waving a knife and whatnot. Weapons charges. Okay. Right. And assault. Okay, so. He declined to proceed any further.
This shit stank.
This is when Melissa Williams allegedly, quote, produced a lockback folding knife and opened it, and pointed the weapon at her estranged husband. She then reportedly uttered a line never before memorialized in a police report.
All right.
Quote.
All right, I'm so ready for this.
I mean, I think I'm gonna go with the Miss Crabtree tone of voice. I think that's what she sounds like. Sit down and shut up. That kind of thing, right? Okay. Somebody is going to eat my pussy, or I'm going to cut your fucking throat. It had hurt.
Oh my god, dude.
That's so amazing. I'm glad. Is this on the record? Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Somebody's gonna eat my pussy. I wish there was video of
this.
Oh
my god, dude.
When Deputy Mellinger arrived on the scene, he
observed. I really hope South Park takes this and does something with it.
He observed a wicked stank coming out the hotel room. He fucking. He observed. He observed Williams, who, like the two men, appeared to be intoxicated, nude from the waist down, of course.
Mm-hmm.
After pocketing a knife that was on the coffee table in front of Williams, he arrested her for domestic assault and brandishing a deadly weapon, a vagina. Williams,
oh my god,
who was released, right? That's terrorist acts, dude. That's chemical fucking weapon.
Did the cop put pants on her before he threw her in the cab?
I didn't think it
You're
was possible.
You're not sitting on my seats with that shit.
I didn't think it was possible to weaponize a vagina like that. That's impressive.
She succeeded.
That's a horrible attempt at sex as
and
a weapon.
You know, the dudes... Okay, check this out. The dudes live in a fucking hotel room. Like, they're doing meth. They're not up and up on their game. For those guys to pass up any kind of pussy, like, that shit had to be rotten, like, falling off and shit, like Michael
blown
Jackson
the fuck
Thriller.
Out and just nasty.
Yeah.
Even if the husband's like,
He's like, no, first. And the other dude's like, I'll try. Nah. That's gross. Anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy that.
That was funny.
So.
That's
tell me about your
dude.
Food poisoning. It's time.
All right, so I woke up this morning, started shitting
right.
myself.
That's where we left off.
All right, so...
Both ends, got it.
So I started thinking about the food I ate in the last 72 hours, because just from going to school for what I went to school for, I know that you can get food poisoning up to 72 hours later, and so...
Right.
I called the three places, and I was just like, just so you know, I'm not saying you did it, I'm just saying I ate there and I'm sick.
Right.
But anyway, long story short, I figured out that...
you actually got lucky with...
Yeah, and with I found out where I got sick from.
That's crazy.
And it was a local grocery store's deli
section.
Out of
all places, right?
And they had told me... they had called me back at about 5:30 tonight and said that three other people had called in and said that they were sick.
Oh,
that's
wow.
so crazy.
And we all ate from the deli.
I'm just thinking, like, how often do you realize where you got food poisoning from when you get it? Like,
I usually
never figure it out. Like, that's cool.
But none of us ate the same thing from the deli.
Really?
Yeah.
So there was like
I had corn dogs and egg rolls.
That's real nutritious.
I had the barbecue pork.
Yeah, and like
the
someone had like the potato salad.
So
it's
you know what that says?
That someone had shit on their hands and touched everything.
Mass cross-contamination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Massive.
Something. On a massive scale.
Yeah.
That sucks. The only deli I'll eat from, like,
but just
from
like
a
think about the people that bought like the pint size of the potato salad and
yeah,
it's sitting
right.
in their fridge
yeah.
and they haven't gotten sick yet.
Exactly. Oh, well, let
it's
that
just
marinate.
Sitting there stewing.
Let it let it marinate in that shit. That filth. That filthy bacterial colonizing. Ugh. That's great.
And so
dude.
They gave me a $50 gift card.
For real?
Nice.
And I was like, you realize I'm not spending this at the deli.
Right. Obviously. Yeah, the only
I'm not even getting the fountain soda, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Justin Fan asked, it was a deli in Kalispell. Yeah, it's Smith's Grocery Store. That's what I was going to mention. Like, the only one I'll ever eat at is Rose Hours, and only the deli side, like the lunch meats and shit. I won't get the other shit that's there. And I don't know. I've never really gotten sick from that. I've never really gotten food poisoning, I don't think.
You've eaten at the deli at the gas station on the corner.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as far as grocery stores go.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of shit in grocery stores. So I can see how, you, if you weren't careful, you could easily cross-contaminate and all that. But, yeah, Cajun turkey.
Were they certified?
Peppered turkey. Fucking boom. Sandwich artist.
They fucking certified, Picasso. And what's it fucking called?
No.
Food safe?
They got a C minus.
Probably.
All right. Moving on. We have a 13-year-old child here.
All right.
Boy.
Okay.
Arrested. How much? 13.
No, how much? Not how old.
Oh.
How much for the boy?
$200. He was arrested after entering a home and using the bathroom. And okay. When I say bathroom, I mean the bedroom floor. Right.
Like, for real?
Right, for real. Like, piss and shit.
Numero, I don't like you. I'm pooping in your place right now.
Number one and two. I thought this was my bathroom. Get out of my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
So, John Morris, Sky, he lives near the burglarized house.
Okay.
Apparently, he stole shit, too.
All right.
Also. Took a dump, stole shit.
He's taking a dump, and he's like, that's shiny.
I think he probably went into...
They're pondering.
So did... Shiny. Did he break in because he had to take a dump and then stole because he saw something shiny?
Probably.
Or
that's
was he
guessing.
Stealing and was like, oh, fuck.
I'm going to go with number one.
I shouldn't have ate that fucking chili.
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one? I think okay. So, too.
Yeah, me too.
And then he went with a number two
right.
All over the
While place. He was doing the number all two, over. He goes, ooh, that's shiny, and got up and took it.
Right.
Okay.
For the number
After
one.
He wiped his ass on the sheets, probably.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And that's how it happened. We don't even need these stories. Give me, like, the first two lines, and we're good. Two lines and a retarded headline, and we're good.
Next story.
Next story.
I know. All right, exactly
this is kind of cool. This woman...
It's like CSI when they have the crime scene. They're like, all right, this is how
How
it
do
happened.
You know he pooped there? There's poop there. Case closed.
I'm See, going to... It'd be all like Dexter. Be like,
I'm going
poo
to the
splatter
club.
Went in this direction, so...
Right, the splatter.
I'm a poo splatter analyst.
Follow the... Danny of the jam hole, we're poo splatter analysts.
Oh my God.
If someone... gives you a flaming bag of poo, you call us.
I'll tell you. That. Sheldon,
I'll
next time,
that.
Mail that to me.
Poo splatter analyst. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
dude.
This woman raped her children. I just want to tell you about this.
Oh,
ta-da.
Okay.
Spokane. Spokanistan.
All right.
This Grant County woman, she's a peach, too. We might as well see her picture all while right. We're at it. We should take the pictures of all these people that we do stories about and make, like, a majestic mural of a butthole.
Of a butthole?
Of a butthole with poop coming out of it. But then when you look close, it's like all these people's pic. Oh, that would be great. Someone do that.
And she looks like Chris Farley.
She kind of does, huh? That's fucked up.
Any woman that looks like Chris Farley,
she was,
that's not good.
She was accused of sexually abusing her children, broadcasting it on the internet.
Of course.
Of course. Where else would you broadcast it on? CNN? I mean, come on. Let's get real.
On.
The internet is the only place for that. And she pled guilty, of course, to four counts of first
She's
degree.
She's like, yeah, fuck my son. What?
Online, what? I made money. I bought crack. What? Hitta.
Hatta.
Pamela Ortega, of course, has an 8-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old son, and had also babysat a 2-week-old infant. Hey, can I borrow your 2-week-old infant? I got
do some stuff.
I got this menage a trois scene coming up, and I have nothing planned.
Right.
I saw your... It's a cute baby. You have his head shots? Because I have his cum shots right here.
That's... Oh,
bring
on.
Them in.
That's disgusting.
That's the line? Okay. Thanks, guys. That's
well,
the line.
I'm a
right.
parent, so
that's okay.
Fuck
hey,
you.
Babies can't call.
See, this
that,
means
that
nothing
makes no
to me.
Sense. Okay, anyway.
But I can understand if I was a parent, maybe I would... have worded the joke at least a little softer. At least.
Meh.
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 A 2-week-old infant. I'm picturing, like, South Park when they had the little babies dressed up like sluts. Like, that's what I'm picturing. Like, come on in, fig. You know, like, something stupid like that.
Oh, my God, dude.
She told police that she video chats with men online and lets them watch as she has sex with her daughter and...
What?
Performs sexual acts on her son. Of course. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm imagining, and I'm going to throw up right now.
6 years old, just like, yeah, mom, who's your daddy? He's over there, but who's your daddy?
No, it's probably her sucking his dick.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, yeah, mom, who's your daddy? What did I say? Isn't that what I said?
I don't know.
I just pictured you going doggy style.
Oh, thank you. I'm attractive.
No.
Foot in the mouth. Oh, my God.
She,
no,
that's
what I meant was from your actions, I thought you were getting in that you were...
Right, no.
Going.
She also admitted to sexually abusing the 2-week-old baby she babysat. Why would you even admit to that? The baby doesn't talk yet.
You've already admitted to fucking around with your own kids.
Right, but that's worse, right? Because it's not your kid. At least your kid, like, that's all fine. We can just end that family line. But you just fucked up somebody else's kid.
Right.
You don't
admit. At least they won't remember.
That's, yeah, but I just don't understand why she would admit to that.
I don't.
But then I don't understand why she was
having... That's more charges on you.
Why she was fucking her kid on eChat either, so I guess.
I don't understand why she's fucking her kid, let alone putting it on the internet.
I know, like, if you were going to fuck your kid, you should keep that to yourself,
right?
Yeah.
And the people you sell it to on fucking pervchat.com, okay? So.
God.
How much do you think that stuff goes for? Is that like a pretty lucrative market, or are they in it for the fetish? I can't say like in the marijuana thing, everyone's like, that's a good industry. I can get in it and make money. Like, I think these guys are more like pervy, and they're like I am with music. Like, they're in it for the passion. They don't care if they make money. But I bet.
Dude.
I bet that goes for a pretty penny.
That's
a pretty penny.
I wonder what she did to the baby.
The investigators believe she abused her children more than a dozen times, which was watched by men from the Tri-Cities and Spokane and in countries worldwide, mostly in Thailand. Ortega was turned into authorities in April by a source in Europe who contacted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, saying Ortega offered her daughter to him for intercourse.
For how much?
not enough. Each count, FYI, all you aspiring child rapists, child rape carries a possible sentence of 20 years to life in prison.
Good.
You'd be out in 3 to 4 on good behavior.
I bet you they have to put them in a totally different
three to four?
Part.
Oh, I made that up. But probably, right? If you're good and you're like, look, I'm totally not fucking kids anymore. I'm fucking grown men in the bathroom.
Do you think that they have to put all the chomos in like a separate part of the prison so that way they don't get their ass kicked by everyone else that's in there for like murder and shit? Like a murderess is going to see a child rapist and be like, dude, I hate you and I'm going to kill you.
Well, I do know that.
I bet you murderers have standards.
Well,
they do. It's called Australia. We should send them all there.
Rapists and child molesters are like the ones are all the bitches, from what I understand.
That's what I would assume, but I don't know, dude. Like,
you never know.
I mean, they all got to go to a separate like neighborhood. Pretty much, they put them all in like.
How about maybe that's what you get for giving some random lady your 2-week-old? Like, you shouldn't be letting anyone babysit a 2-week-old. Like, you should be on maternity leave still watching that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's like,
going to the ball.
Now she's a fucking porn star on fucking pervchat.com making bank.
It totally does remind me of the Disney concert thing on South Park and the little kids are going,
look at just, these are our purity rings. Totally cool. You're gonna get out there, and you're gonna perform. Fucking Mickey, that was creepy.
That was great.
All right. Well, I had to know. There was a lot of rape and shit on, so I'm gonna just skip past that. Just know.
There's a lot more rape going on in the world.
Just know there's a lot of rape going on. And a lot of it is no good. Some of it's all right. But a lot of it's no good.
Back in like middle school, there was some dude like talking about like violence stuff in our class or whatever. And he said that every 5 seconds someone in the world is being raped.
It's a good step.
So.
Oh, excuse me.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I bet no. If you're not if you're not watching live and you just listen to this, like the podcast, uh-huh. and you hear that, like you don't see them smoking and stuff. Like, I wonder if people wonder like what that was, like what I'm choking on and stuff. It's not a dick.
He's choking on a cock, people.
It's not a child.
It really
it's not.
Is. It's a dick. It's not. My huge penis.
It's well, pot. I'm smoking pot.
He's smoking
well,
my
if
cock.
Someone that has smoked pot would know that. If they haven't smoked pot, they might be like, what the fuck is that?
He's sucking on my cock.
Well, I just think because sometimes it comes out funny because I'm like trying to talk, but then I'm blowing out smoke. I'm like, yeah. But it's not. It's not a cock. I swear.
Yeah.
Don't even make them think that, dude. Okay, moving on. Probably the last... What's the time? Is it time? Is this the last story?
Yeah, it's the last story.
Okay. This is great. This has spiritual side to it.
All right.
Which we know is bullshit.
All right.
But when people do things such extremes as killing and whatnot, it's awesome. Especially when it's your kid.
Of course.
So, Supreme Court in Adelaide received psychiatric reports that Rachel Cherry Hadley stood on her son's chest and mouth with heels to expel evil spirits. The doctor said she thought she was curing him rather than killing him. That's like a protest sign, right? Cure him, don't kill him. Cure him. Don't kill it. No. An autopsy found the toddler died from asphyxiation. Autoerotic. Just asphyxiation. Just the boring kind. Plain old vanilla asphyxiation.
You're not saving him from keeping him from breathing.
I just don't get how standing on him has anything to do with expelling evil spirits.
Maybe she was fat and she was squishing everything out through his mouth.
I guess. It is a year to the day since the kid had died, and the Justice Kevin Duggan found his mother was mentally incompetent when she killed him. You think?
Probably.
Do you think he's saying that after the fact? Like, everyone's like, God, your mom's crazy. He's like, oh yeah, she was totally mentally unstable. Totally. I mean, that's why she...
Well, like, if my mom were to go nuts and kill somebody, yeah, I would go ahead and say that, yeah, she's been nuts
even
for a long time.
Killing's one thing. I can understand wanting to kill somebody. Because you killed the toddler because you thought it was possessed and you thought standing on the toddler would expel the evil spirits, like that, respect that.
No.
I'm sorry. I cannot.
Sorry.
He put off the case until December to get at least two more reports before sentencing. The woman's lawyer said there would be no application for her release, meaning she is expected to be kept in a mental health facility.
Where she belongs.
What happens, though, when you're in your little creepy rubber room and the demons come back?
They follow you.
Because clearly the demons are something your psyche manifests, right?
They're going to get into one of the little nurses, and then she's going to expel the demons from the nurse.
By standing on her?
Yes.
Her chest and mouth. Not just her chest. Keep that in mind. Chest and mouth, head, shoulders,
right.
knees and toes.
Right.
All right. Well, are you cool? You're going to make it, right? We don't need to fucking be all worried and shit.
No, you don't need to be.
You're going
to
make it. Trust me. You're going to get over this.
Everybody deals with shit differently.
Well, I know. It's just you've been dealing with it for a long time. And I get, like, that's... And I watch Sean do the same thing. And that's why I know, like... I know what you need to do. I just don't know how you would do it. Because she needs to...
When you...
Yeah.
When you and I broke up for that little bit, you saw how I was?
Yeah, you were like that, but, like, for 3 months...
See, now, if we wouldn't have gotten back together...
Four months, excuse me, thank you. Yeah, you would still be like that.
I would still be like that.
Right.
I don't heal very fast.
So, hey, every day you're with me, you cherish like it's your last.
Fuck you.
Because one of these days it just might be taking you out.
Oh, yeah?
Taking you out of this world.
Is that a threat?
Taking you out of this world.
Are you threatening me?
All right. Well, I hope so.
Some people don't heal fast, man. That's all I'm saying.
She just took a big part of me when she left.
No, I know. And that sucks, especially when you're planning your life, you know. Like, that's a big thing. And more so, like, if it's just me and her, it's not that big of a deal. But
I mean, we had children
when there's kids involved, I think that just totally
ups the stakes. We didn't have any kids together, thank fucking Christ.
Right, which is easy, but still, like, when you have a kid and you're with somebody that has kids, like, you treat it as a family and you grow like they're yours. You know, you're raising them and all that. So I can see how that's tough. Like, when we break up, it's just whatever, because there's no kids, there's no... We don't have to, you know, we have the show, and the show's kind of like a kid, I guess, but, yeah, I don't know. It happens. You'll get better. What I think we need to do is get her on the show next, and then let her just come clean, and I will fucking talk it out of her.
She will. That'll be a cold day.
I'll call that bitch. I'll call that bitch right now. You're lucky we're out of time.
I just don't want to be here because I do not want to be... fucking associated with it.
I wouldn't want
because
you
because she already
here.
Got a restraining order. I don't want to fucking...
Right, and legally...
I don't want to have a fucking thing on the internet that's like, he admitted he has a restraining order, and he called her. Fuck that.
Right.
If legally, you want to call her, you can do that.
You can't even be here legally when she's here, so yeah. But no, I don't know.
But I haven't gotten the papers yet, so...
Right, have you not been served?
No, I just... was told that you got a restraining order. And it might be bullshit. It might be another one of her fucking lies.
I don't know, man.
Let's find out.
From what it sounded like, you spooked her pretty good. So, I don't know. Whatever. But, yeah. If you're listening to this, you need to just come clean and let this guy go.
Just be like, hey, I cheated on you. I did some stuff.
Right. Just fucking admit to it so he can move on. That's all. I will make it a point to try and get her on, though. I for real will.
That'll be a cold day in hell, dude.
No, I think I could do it. I think I could do it because I would spin it to her just for a minute to get her here, and then we would talk.
I think I could do it.
I
think it would end badly.
That's fine. I don't care how it ends.
Don't bring her here.
As long as it ends, I don't care how it ends. I think I could get her here.
Do it over the phone. Don't bring her here because I could just see that ending horribly, and I don't. You don't want her close to you when she's ending it horribly.
I don't know. I think it would be all right. I don't know. All
right.
Well,
and she wouldn't come. I'm telling you that right now. She wouldn't.
Because she knows you want to talk to her about this, and she doesn't.
But it's all in how you present it. It's all in how you present it.
She might.
It's not going to work.
She might.
All right. I'm very manipulative. Hold on. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm pretty manipulative when I want to be.
Really?
Just say no.
Haven't noticed.
Really? Oh, fuck. You're welcome.
I'm still here, right?
I know.
It's probably a lot to do with
it. I put a spell on you, bitch. You ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
You ain't going nowhere.
Anyway, are you finding a song?
Yeah, sorry. Can you tell when the show's over and I totally forgot to find a song?
Face the fuck out and you're looking. Every fucking show,
fuck
dude.
Off. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Like I said, thejamhole.com/forums, those are all done and ready to rock, so let's do that. And thejamhole.com/404, we'll have our second annual live show, full video. It's like 1:10. McNally did a great job. Yeah. I watched it today on my fucking droid. If you have a droid, it'll play on that. Yay. If you have an iPod, I got a version for that. We got you covered. If you're like, hey, I don't want to watch you guys because you're dumb. I just want to hear it. We got audio only, so... that'll be at thejamhole.com/404, of course. And email us info@thejamhole.com. This is such a great story. This is going on the wall.
Anyway.
406-204-4687. And then, just check out the site. I put lots of neat shit on there. And /donate. You can help us pay the bill. You can see that on the forums.
I need a new mouse.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We do need a new mouse. So, for real,
the mouse that I use
for
the show, it's really F.
You can just send us one to the P.O. Box, /P.O. Box.
Send me a mouse, a good one.
Right. And a postcard from where you live, because I'm curious. So, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I'll see you at work Monday, if you're there.
I'll be.
I'll be rolling in about 8:30. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, if I don't go to Missoula for the sweatshop show, which I might do. And then Monday for this. So, peace.
Goodbye.
Good night.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.